So, Roscoe.
Yes.
Today we're gonna do a story game.
Like the Squid Game.
No, not like well, the
one
Squid
of us.
Game.
Well, one of us get shot.
Possibly.
What the fuck?
If you lose any of your marbles during the game, you will be shot.
No. Okay.
So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna start off with two sentences, get the story started, and then you give two sentences, and then back to me, back and forth. And we're gonna run a nice story. And I think that was like you lost your first marble there.
Kids. The kids. Anyway, what's up?
One day, a teenager walks into a shop and sees an old man at the counter. The old man tells him.
It's longer than two sentences.
Huh? It's one sentence. He walks to the shop and sees a man at the counter. It's one sentence.
Okay.
Old man tells him that he could buy anything in the shop, but cannot leave the store until he pays.
The kid looks around and sees a gumball on the floor. He picks it up and tries to buy it.
The shopkeeper tells him that the gumball is $50. The kid only has $5 in his pocket.
Well, young man, looks like you're not getting out of here alive.
The old man hops over the counter. Yeah. What's up? What's happening?
The kid backs up with the gumball tightly gripped in his hand. He draws back and prepares to throw it at the old man.
The old man taps his foot on the floorboard to open the trap door. The kid falls into a pit of darkness where only one flame in the room is lit.
The kid keeps falling.
Oh no! No, he hit the ground.
And when he hits the ground, he remarks, "I've been falling for 30 minutes.
Have you been falling for 30 minutes? How are you alive, kid? It was a hard ass fall. Now give me back my gumball."
The gumball hits the floor 2 seconds later and bounces back up to the old man.
Oh no.
And the trap door closes shut.
The end.
And for a kid, and he got his gumball back. And for the next kid,
Only a $5 gumball though.
$50 gumball.
$50 gumball.
He had $5.
Was that gumball cure cancer? Like,
it's an everlasting gobstopper.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Leave Your Powers at the Door. I'm your host, Roscoe, with my co-host, Chris, and cue the band. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe, with my co-host, Chris. And Chris, what's your favorite scary movie?
Your favorite scary movie.
I think my favorite scary movie?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Jeepers Creepers.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Man.
Jeepers Creepers. Where'd you get those peepers?
Oh, like, no. Poor Justin Long.
The first one was horrifying because he was just like, it was no stopping him.
The second one was scary. The scariest part to me was the second one when they're on the bus and he's like at the back of the bus, like sniffing, figuring out who he wants.
The back of the bus window.
Oh, God. Wow, I haven't thought about Jeepers Creepers in a long time, but damn.
And then, like, so, like, they thought, oh, we're safe in the bus. So he traps them in the bus. Remember that? Like,
yeah.
He jimmies the bus on his trap.
Oh,
shit.
My God. You don't need no tires. You don't need no bus driver. You don't need them flares. All right, now, let me, everybody line up.
Oh, man. Roscoe, what's your favorite scary movie?
I'm going to have to go with a classic. Scream.
Scream.
With Matthew Lillard. Simply because Shaggy. Matthew Lillard is Shaggy. He played the live action Scooby-Doo movie. Yeah. But also, it was just terrifying, and I had no business watching that as a kid. Thanks, Mom.
Hey, Roscoe. Yeah. I'll be right back.
Damn. Chris sure is taking a long time. Taking a long time to go get that soda. Oh, Lord, close the door. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a spooky episode today. Just thinking about old scary movies, thinking about some that are coming out, new scary movies, old scary movies, whatever scary movie you want to get into.
The classics that horrified you as a child.
Yeah. Some fava beans and a nice Chianti. The Silence of the Lambs, yeah. Anthony Hopkins, Odin.
You know what that made me think of for some odd reason, completely unrelated? Remember the movie Trick or Treat? Did you ever see that?
Go on.
So it's like a little horror movie. It's Halloween, obviously. Mm. And like, while the kids are out trick or treating, there are actually monsters out walking around with them. There's one that's like the sack boy. He has a potato sack over his face. And like underneath, he's like this shark tooth monster thing.
Oh, no.
Some of the kids get candy with razor blades, and it is horrible.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Did you watch Adam Sandler's Hubie's Halloween on Netflix? He's become a werewolf and will kill from beyond the grave. 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 And they turn the camera to him, and he's just standing there saying, grave. Like, stop. So, coming out soon, we got Michael Myers' Halloween coming back out. No, it's already out. Haha, huzzah.
Yeah, Halloween Kills, they're calling it.
Halloween Kills.
Is Halloween going to finally kill him? Or what's
I thought Michael Myers was doing the killing. Halloween's just a holiday.
Well, the last movie, his sister was out for him. Like, it was a vendetta for his head. It went from her being the scary sister running to actively trying to kill him. So you think she's finally going to catch him?
Oh, I think somebody's going to catch him. My thing is, I was watching that trailer and everybody was lined up with a weapon to fight him, right? And then if you look to the left corner, you see a woman holding an iron. Not a tire iron. Like, I need to get these clothes ready for church tomorrow iron. Like, what the hell is she going to do? She's going to be the first one to die.
Was it plugged in? Or
no, it wasn't plugged in. They were outside.
Like, you know what I see happening in that scenario? They come at him because, you know, it's movie fashion, one at a time, like idiots.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to take their own weapon and kill them with it one at a time in a creative way. It'll probably save her for last because he has to plug the iron up so it can heat up.
Wait a minute. Hold on. It's heating up. You put water in this? Yeah, there's water in it. All right. But no, like Michael Myers, I'm just like, how, like, scary movies in general, you're running through the forest, you think you got away, then you trip over something, you look up, they're right there. There has to be some type of scary movie villain, like taxi service. Yeah. All right, they're running down what road? All right, I'll meet you there.
Hey, it's me, Myers, again. Yeah, they got away from me. They're up ahead running. Can you trip up for me?
Yeah,
think.
Put a branch on the right side of the road. And
pick me up.
And pick me up.
You pick me up. You pick me up.
You think Michael Myers just like, you notice how like no one is ever in the neighborhood to help you when you're trying to escape a killer? You think they like strategically go around the neighborhood and murk the entire neighborhood? Like, oh no, I need help. Let me go to my neighbor's house. Your neighbors are dead.
Yeah, I mean, like, I only see that in the Michael Myers movies though. Like, he does his homework. He's like, okay, last time they had trouble, they called them for help first.
So
he had a flat tire. He called his grandfather. Let me go kill him. Mm-hmm. So like all your emergency contacts, he's just taking care of that already.
Dang.
And then he shows up and cuts your phone line on top of that.
Oh, no. Wait, let me use the landline phone. Yes, officer, I need to boop, boop, boop. Oh, no.
So, like, with him being in the future, is he going to have to take out the cell towers in the area?
Oh, my God. I guess so. I guess so. Somebody's going to send out a tweet, killer in my house, please help.
They're going to take a selfie.
He can't stop the internet.
How they gonna take a selfie and like he's right behind him in the selfie and then they turn around, he's not there anymore.
Yo, no, okay, no, that shit. That would actually be terrifying because you're looking at the picture, you're like, what the hell?
Like, you know that Michael Myers, that weird stare where all you really see is his white mask behind you? Like, that's the selfie, like he's in the window behind you. And then you turn around and he's not there.
Don't like that at all. No, thank you.
And your likes are just going out the roof.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Oh, boy. So, like, you think, like, if they do finally kill him, is he going to get, like, the Jason X treatment where he gets upgraded? Michael Myers 2.0?
He needs to die. It is. I mean, I was surprised they brought Candyman back.
Yeah.
I mean, it was good from what I've heard, but I was surprised they brought Candyman back. So, it's time. It's time. I mean, Freddie and Jason did it right. They were like, all right, let's make these two legendary horror icons fight each other, and that's going to be it for a good while at least.
Yeah.
But then they did, I think it was a 2015, they did another Jason. So you never know.
Yeah. And then, speaking of which, and that Jason, isn't that the one they showed him running finally?
Oh, yeah.
They show what happens behind the scenes. Like, when you take off running, you think he's walking. No, he takes a quick sprint and cuts you off, and then he starts walking again to play it off.
Nope, just me.
Nope. Nobody was running. Nope.
God, imagine having to fight Freddy Krueger. You just can't sleep. Like, the second you fall asleep.
No, they tried that.
Oh, they tried to.
Have you not seen the Freddy movies? Like, so early on,
it's been a while.
Caught on, okay, he can only get you if you fall asleep. But they tried to stay up. And what they said was, it's something, which is a real life thing apparently, if you don't get enough sleep, your body will force you to sleep and you'll fall into a self-induced coma in which you will sleep for an extended period of time.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
no.
So you need like maybe 15-minute naps and just like survive and wake 15 up.
15 minutes.
Like, I think that was the, what was it? They had a Freddy one where they had the Sleep Warriors where they went in, like maybe 5 of them would go to sleep. And one will stay awake to watch, to wake them up if they look like they're getting hurt. Mm. And they go in and try to fight Freddy. Like, they went in on a mission to fight him. One dude almost got the best of him, but you can't beat Freddy in Dream Logic.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, I think they were fighting, and he turned into, like, his favorite hero. So he was indestructible. But then because that hero was a comic, Freddy turned him into paper and then just gone out of there. Yeah, rough stuff. Hey, Roscoe.
Yeah.
I know what you did last summer.
Do you?
The series.
Oh. Last
so
summer.
Amazon Prime is releasing I Know What You Did Last Summer series. Actually, it's already out. Mm-hmm. Started the 15th episode 1 came out.
All right.
So, were you a fan of the movies?
It got kind of convoluted. Like, I got the whole premise of like, oh, we accidentally murdered the guy. Now let's try to cover it up. I know what you did, Susie. Like, oh, we gotta kill him.
Yep, kill him. He knows,
and that's where I've dropped off.
And then they came back like, I still know.
What the heck? Oh, gotta kill another one.
They killed him, and then it was like, I'll always know.
is that the sequence of the titles? I know yes. What you did.
I still know, and I'll always know.
All right.
And so like, the thing about it was, if you paid attention to the movies, I think it was always one of them that was stalking the rest of them, or like an acquaintance of one of them that kind of knew what was going on at night, somebody that was around.
Mm. That's reminded me of a movie that just came out on Netflix called There's Someone Inside Your House. I know, corny title.
Says it all.
Mostly corny because it got a 49 on Rotten Tomatoes, but I mean, I'm a fan of terrible, terrible horror movies anyway.
They're the best ones.
They're the best ones. Like, if you don't get a laugh from watching a horror movie, they're doing something wrong. But pretty much, like, it's these five teenagers, and the killer, like, they all have, like, these secrets or whatever. Like, one of them, like, accidentally murdered somebody. And this guy knows. The thing about this killer coming for them is, one, he knows all their secrets. Two, he knows exactly how they're all linked at school and whatever. And three, when he comes to kill you, he's wearing a mask of you.
So you get killed by yourself?
Yeah, some kind of psychological trauma going on at that point, because one of the kids has thought about killing himself. So he's just like, well,
it's right up my alley.
This is fine.
So which one of me is going to go today?
You are you. Damn it. Not you, him. Who are you?
I am me.
So, but that also reminds me, thinking of I Know What You Did Last Summer. Mm-hmm. One of the weirdest quotes I've ever heard, coming from the least expected person to say that, is three can keep a secret when two of them is dead.
Who made this quote?
Benjamin Franklin. Yeah. Now, when you think about it, he's like one of the only non-presidents on our money, and he's on the highest bill. What does he know?
No.
He was around for Oh, never mind. That's the wrong movie. I was about to say Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Oh, my God. Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter was not bad. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was okay. It was okay. But
so I noticed something. You remember the movie, breaking off, but you remember the movie Always Sunny with a Chance of Meatballs? Oh, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
Okay.
So there's this one scene where pies are hitting Mount Rushmore. Washington gone, the other two gone, and then Lincoln's the last one, right? The pie comes from the back. I noticed that the other day.
Oh,
I was like, huh, that's just like how he our producer just got it. From sad. Detail. Attention to detail. Good job, Pixar. It's terrible.
Okay, that's enough about Lincoln. You're gonna make me cry. I don't know why. And then what else we got going on? Stranger Things. You excited for
that? Yes. As we've all seen, Harper isn't dead. We've seen enough by now to know he's not coming. I mean, no, he's coming, not dead. That's what I meant. Kids are definitely getting older. Interested to see how they go with that turn, because one of them was just in the It Part 2 movie when they were doing the whole flashback and forward deal, but they were just in It, and he looked old as hell. What the hell is happening? They're all hitting puberty.
It's the future now. CGI that
CGI
shit.
CGI is incredible. I mean, did
euthanized him.
Wait a minute. Okay. No. Anyway... But no, like, yeah, CGI these days, like the movie Gemini Man recently, it was I Am Legend Will Smith fighting Fresh Prince of Bel-Air Will Smith. So anything is possible.
And then they had a younger, even younger one when you like later on in the movie, that weird emotionless one. He had the motorcycle helmet on. It came off. It was like Jaden Will Smith almost.
Oh,
like,
no.
Did you pay attention to the movie?
I did not.
Basically, they had a bunch of clones of Will Smith.
I honestly have that movie on as background noise.
It's not bad if you watch it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's been done before, more or less. So.
Oh yeah, freaking
too many Bourne movies.
What's that one movie where he has to kill himself? Like he's a hitman of the future.
Oh, Looper.
Looper. Yes. And like
that was well done, by the way.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Bruce Willis.
And bald Bruce Willis.
Yeah,
you have to specify.
Because
that's what it's a good Bruce Willis movie.
Bruce
is when he doesn't
bald
have
Bruce
hair.
Willis.
I don't know what it is about
right.
But if they shave his head, it's going to be a good movie. Like, But yeah. With Stranger Things, though, they got it coming out 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little bit of time. They must still be working on it.
Oh, yeah.
You think that time is the CGI? That's what they're doing?
Yeah, most likely. I mean, the creatures in Stranger Things, like, must take months to render, like, alone. Not only, like, just them standing there, but, like, them going through whole action sequences and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like, so it must be taking a good while. And, you know, COVID and whatnot. Cause Stranger Things season 3 was, like, 2 years ago at this point. So, taking their sweet old time with it, though. Netflix.
Oh, boy. I actually took a break from Netflix, and then we got a bat because of Squid Game, basically.
Oh, did you finish it?
Yes.
Did you love it?
Yes. Told you. I was like, ah, this is great.
Oh, man. Stop that.
So what do you think, speaking of Squid Game, where do you think season 2 is going to take us?
Season 2 of Squid Game?
Clearly.
Clearly, yeah. He's
whatever redhead's going back now.
Okay, so one of two things are going to happen. The one that everybody's saying, like, yeah, he's going to go back, break his way back into the game with the help of the detective, because that detective isn't dead.
You don't think he's dead?
Yeah, it's just a shoulder shot.
And he fell off the cliff?
Yeah.
And then the thing is, he did reach out to his department. So he got a message out. Maybe not the pictures, but a message got out.
So, yeah, the detective is definitely alive, because he got shot in the shoulder. Police coming. And then the symbolism, he shot his brother in the opposite shoulder.
Yeah.
It's just fine. Didn't fall off a cliff, but it's just fine. I think he's alive. Or the other thing they could do, they could show the prequel about the front man, the Black Mask, yeah. How he won his game, like his go through with the Squid
yeah.
Game, and how him and the old man became tight.
Because wasn't his 2015, mm-hmm. if I read correctly, yep. But they've been doing it since 89, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of different games they got to come up with every year. Like, what should we do this year, guys? And then, you know.
That explains the old man, though, because, like, his comment was, you know, he was bored. You know, what do you do?
Yeah.
And so, like, after doing it since 89, yeah, he's like, well, I want to be in this one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm going to die anyways.
Hell yeah. So, Chris, do you remember, is Pinocchio a horror movie?
Yes. Have you not seen Pinocchio? No.
Like the Disney Pinocchio?
No. There is a horror movie, Pinocchio's Revenge. It's a very low budget. Maybe like 89 or something. They made this movie 80, 90, somewhere around.
Like the movie Thanksgiving.
I have not seen that one.
Oh, you don't know about Thanksgiving? Oh, murder turkey, dog.
They're like Krampus?
Yeah, a little bit, but they're like one line in this movie is just, it's like, all right, now we're really going to stuff this bird. Like, because it was just a killer turkey on the loose.
Oh, man.
Around Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so Pinocchio's Revenge is like a twist on the story. It's like a variant story.
Mm.
So, or like a what if episode of Pinocchio.
Oh, no.
So, like, he kills Jiminy Cricket at the beginning of the story. So he goes through the story without a conscience. And then,
oh, my God.
Eventually, I think he kills Geppetto. Or Geppetto lets him go or something like that, and he gets away. And so they fast forward to present day, where this guy's trying to find a perfect Christmas present for his son. And he goes into this antique shop.
Oh, no.
And sees a puppet.
Oh, no.
And he buys the puppet. And so, like, it's that, you know, that classic Chucky-like story where, like, the puppet's talking to the kid but not anybody else. And they're like, oh, it's your imaginary friend. And they all take a lightheaded till people start disappearing. And, like, when Pinocchio gets, like, when it gets full out and everybody knows and the father's, like, looking for him with a shotgun, you hear, like, the wooden feet. They have hardwood floors. So it's like,
oh, no!
And you hear, but, like, this Pinocchio has powers. Like, he does, like, mind tricks where he'll look like he's somebody else. Like, mind games and all that kind of stuff. It gets wild.
I do not like that. No, thank you. That sounds like one of the parody like scary movies with the Marlon Brothers with the Wayne brothers.
It's like if one of the parody movies were a lot more gory.
Oh,
like,
no. Because,
you know, the Wayans brothers, their gore is not realistic, so it's kind of lighthearted.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. That guy got rolled up by a weed plant and got smoked. I thought that was pretty scary.
The scary part is that the weed couldn't take him.
He was so strong he killed the weed plant. Take my strong hand. like that movie was terrifying. Cindy,
your TV's leaking.
And then the bitch from The Ring came out. She went toe to toe with the girl from The Ring. Scary movie series. I gotta go back and watch it. Cause, like, so many cameos in that series, though. Dr. Phil, Shaq, Snoop Dogg.
Charlie Sheen. What's the chick's name? The redhead was in there with him. Good gracious, I can't remember.
Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, she was in one of them.
Pamela Anderson was in there. Just like a crazy list of people. The evil guy from the Chipmunk movie, whose name I can't remember, but he's really tight with Bob Odenkirk. It's nuts how many people like showed up in that movie. Multiple. Queen Latifah was in it a couple times.
The chair. Oh, that's it. Lindsay Lohan. That's
Lindsay
who I forgot.
Lohan was,
she was in that scene with Charlie Sheen.
it's crazy. Oh, man. And then, getting busy with a ghost, not really seeing anything, but just seeing her getting slammed across the room and then just sitting on the bed having a cigarette, and then she passes the cigarette, and then, like, is the cigarette just floating? He's clearly see someone take a drag off the cigarette. Like, the scary movie parodies were like...
Didn't she give a clap or something like that, too? Like,
what? Then he, like, ran away.
Okay, I'm gonna look down the hallway, see if anything's coming.
She looks.
Shit! She was... Like, that's literally how a real person would react.
All right, let me check if the coast is clear. Fuck.
Shit is coming.
Do I run? Do I stay? Do I run? Do I stay? Just kill me. I'm too tired for this. So I'm about to lighthearted scary movies. Freddy Krueger isn't really lighthearted, but why do we put him on the list of
that? He was and he wasn't. It's like... Freddy touched everything. He was like, pun definitely intended.
Oh, no.
Do you know the Freddy story?
Yeah.
Like, the full story? Like, yeah. He was accused of molested children, and when they caught him, they burned down the building. Like, he was a janitor or something. They burned down the building that he was in, and that sweater is what he was wearing when he got burned to death. And so he would come back and haunt the children in the nightmares because he swore he was innocent, I guess. I don't know.
Nah.
That was never fully resolved whether he was doing it or not, but he definitely did it in their dreams. Like, Freddy was on the edge. Like, I saw one of them where he had a kid strapped to a school desk, and they like trapped the school desk, and he takes his claws and scratches the chalkboard. That's exactly what they did, right? And then after that, like, that wasn't enough to kill him. So he takes something and puts it on their ear, like an organic hearing aid weird thing, so it amplifies their hearing, and he does it again, and their head busts open. Like his things, they were like sick jokes. So it's kind of lighthearted, but very gruesome. Very gruesome. But the more lighthearted ones are like maybe Hocus Pocus.
Well, I love Hocus Pocus.
Yeah. I let the girls watch that yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Need to do the same. I mean, definitely a classic. Definitely cheesy, but hey, man, it was the first time I heard bitch in a movie, in a kid's movie. when that zombie undid his mouth and just like started cussing at the witches, I was like, oh, this is Disney Channel. How dare you?
Oh, man. So, and then what about Leprechaun? You think that's lighthearted, or it's kind of walks that line with Freddy, right?
It's suspenseful. I'll give it that.
I think as a kid, Leprechaun was terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
But as an adult, it is comedy. Like, it's so funny. Like, I have a scene in the hospital where, like, I think they went to go get some crippled guy to try to save him for a leprechaun, and, like, he's chasing him down the hallway, and they get into the elevator, they're pressing the door to get the door to close real quick, and he's flying down the hallway, like, smoke is coming from his wheelchair. I don't know why the leprechaun got in a wheelchair in the first place, but he's in a wheelchair. And he's coming down the hallway, and the door closes at the last second, and you see his print. Or, like, I think they got back to the house, and they were trying to get away from him, and they couldn't figure out how to get away. So they throw a bunch of shoes out in the yard. And this fool is out there, like, shining all the shoes. The leprechaun has a compulsive need to shine the shoes. Oh, and that's how they get away, while he's shining the shoes.
Dear God. That's too much.
So, yeah, as an adult, I'm over there bugging. But, like, thinking of it as a child, it had me horrified. I was scared to death of the leprechaun.
What really had me screwed up as a kid was the Saw movies.
Wait a minute. You saw the Saw movies as a kid?
Thanks, Mom. Yeah. Yeah, I was definitely watching the Saw movies, and things didn't get interesting until we knew who, for me, I was like, all right, so who is Jigsaw? I know it ain't this damn puppet talking about, hello, Chris. Just play a game. Inside of your mic, there's been a poison seeping through it the entire time. The producer has the antidote. Isn't one of his jars of jalapeno jam, though. You have to eat all the jam to get the jalapeno jam.
Seems like you found yourself in a jam. Don't you always tell weird jokes too? Yeah. You found yourself in a jam.
Like, all right, Jigsaw, calm down. Oh my God, when Jigsaw,
can you take the heat?
What if Jigsaw was nice?
Hey there. I'm your neighbor. I'm your neighbor, Jigsaw. I brought this chainsaw because your bushes are getting
out of control.
Out of control. Let me help you with that. I'm your friendly neighborhood Jigsaw.
Want to play a game? I have a puzzle.
I brought
a jigsaw.
I brought Monopoly. Do not pass go, or you will die.
Like. Oh man. And Final Destination. Oh my God, Final Destination. To this day, anytime I see a log truck on the highway, I get past it as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Or I'll just take an exit. Like, not doing this today. Like, ever since, well, I think that was with the logs. That was two? Or one? Yeah, it was definitely two. Yeah, because one was the airplane situation. Yeah. But yeah, ever since two, nope, no log trucks.
One and then two, that the guy just got hit by a random brick. The guy that survived the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so like after seeing that, I was like, you know, at this point, if it's going to get me, it's just going to get me. Like,
right. But because of that movie, like, that's why, like, my place is pretty much clean. Like, there's a pen on the floor. It'll be fine.
Nope. I could trip on that pin and fall into the doorknob.
Pick that shit up. Put it up. That's why I always tell the girls, clean up your room. Because I don't want to hear nobody tripping over anything and setting off the Final Destination trap.
I've been in a Final Destination trap.
Oh, no.
I was going down I-40. Back when I used to speed like you wouldn't believe. So I'm going like 85 on 40. And an 18-wheeler about three cars in front of me had a blowout in the trailer part of it. So the trailer turned and stretched across three lanes. The car in front of me slammed on brakes so hard that smoke was coming up and you couldn't see in front of you. So what I did was I hit my brakes really hard, slid to the furthest left lane I could, and went around everything and got out of Dodge. Like, I was like, I'm not going to be a at all of any of this. I'm in the rearview mirror. I didn't see nothing but smoke. I didn't go back to find out what happened. Well, no parts. I was like,
Jigsaw's like, oh, you got away. I was trying to spring a trap on you. Good job, you survived. What did you learn about speeding? This was a lesson to teach you not how to speed anymore.
Because he does the traps he saw, Jigsaw was set up, was because of like what they did.
Now, I'm thinking back to one of the first movies, and they were chained in the basement, and they had to cut off their leg to get away. What lesson does that teach you, cutting off your own leg to get out of a chained basement?
So I think what happened was the end of that movie was like both of the people in that trap were like quick to react to things, right? Like always, like judgmental, like get things done now, quickly, quickly, quickly. Like one was a lawyer, one was like something else that had to like get results quickly. So when they first woke up, they immediately popped out of the bathtub, right? Guess where the damn key was? In the bathtub. It went straight down the drain. If they had woken up and like stopped to assess the situation, they would have been fine. That was the lesson. Aww. Like, well, you failed this immediately. Now you're going to have to sit here for the whole movie. The key to get it.
I need to see a parody of that when somebody just wakes up and says, oh, there's a key right here.
What's going on?
Why am I chained up? I wonder if this key unlocks it.
Credits.
That would be the- I just have one question. Like, wasn't he dying of cancer? How did he have the energy, like, to get up and set all these traps? Like, it's just in between his treatments. Like,
man, that chemo got me feeling right. Time to set up some traps. Gotta do this while he was the old man in Squid Game. I just want to play a little bit before I go.
Yeah.
Oh my god. But no, he did so much research on these people before he like got them. Also, he's strong as hell for a cancer patient. What the
Good gracious.
You see the people he brings in there, right? Like, I don't know.
What in the hell?
But hey, man. He's doing. He had that extra long pinky nail.
Wasn't the Hulk part of it at one point, too?
The Hulk?
What? What's his name? The guy that plays the Hulk.
The old Hulk? Like, old Hulk?
No, current Hulk.
Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah, wasn't he in one of them?
I have no clue. It must have been in part 7, 8, or 9.
Yeah, it was one of the later ones.
Okay, because I've only seen up to like 4. Let's see. Apparently, there's a box set you can get of all the sauce.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not what I thought it was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, no Mark Ruffalo.
No Mark Ruffalo.
Oh. Hey, Chris.
Roscoe.
Quick goal! Sorry. That's the laughing gun. The Joker has it. Yeah, sprays out the laughing gas. You've seen it. Okay, anyway. All right. So. So. Freddy versus Jeepers Creepers. Who you see coming out of that?
Okay, let's get the ground rules straight first.
Okay.
So is this saying that when Jeepers Creepers has to go to sleep for the 23 years, that he spends that whole time in Freddy's world?
Oh no!
Or are we bringing Freddy into the real world to fight Jeepers Creepers?
Yeah, Freddy's world.
Freddy's World. Isn't that another movie? No, Wayne's World. Never mind.
Wayne's World. But holy crap. So Jeepers Creepers has to fight Freddy for
23 years. That's why he comes out so ready.
That's why all right, gotta kill these damn kids. Gotta replace these body parts that Freddy just lost. Shit.
Oh man. You imagine it's like a dream sequence and like Freddy, what he's walking through a field and mm-hmm. Jeepers Creepers is standing up there like a scarecrow.
And Jeepers is like, wait a minute. That's my thing. Who are you?
I can see it now. But like Jeepers is standing up like a scarecrow, think he's scared, and then like he looks over and Freddy's standing beside him like a scarecrow. I know, and Freddy, he's gonna wink at him with something sick.
Oh no. Oh, that's terrifying. So you see Freddy getting the better of Jeepers?
Yeah, at the end of the day, just because his whole kick is mind games. And then he gets stronger the more fear he invokes. So the same way that he beat Jason, I could see him beating
Wait. Freddy beat Jason?
More or less. Yeah. Because he used Jason to get the fear started again. And the more the people around are afraid of Freddy, the stronger his dreams become. Mm. So he used Jeepers Creepers. Like, when Jeepers Creepers is out killing for his little season, Freddy's going to use that to gain his power through the fear. And then when Jeepers goes to sleep, it's Freddy's world. Sorry. Nobody beats Freddy in a dream.
Every 23rd spring for 23 days, he eats.
Eats what? Eats us. He eats whatever he wants.
Yeah, let me get that kid's eyeballs and a Whopper, please.
Oh man.
All right.
Roscoe.
Yep.
Quick draw.
Pyow.
So, who do you think was more evil, more diabolical, more evil? Again. But all right, so we have the old man from Saw, uh-huh, that was setting up all the traps in Saw, uh-huh, and then the old man from Squid Game that had the nerve to be in the games that he set up to kill people.
Definitely Saw. Definitely the old man from Saw. Definitely Jigsaw.
I saw that coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Leafy Brown. But no, definitely Jigsaw. Simply because if you look at those traps, if you look at the progression of the traps, he was getting sick with it. He was just like, you know what? I'm going to do this now. You know what? Last year we had this. This year we're going to do this.
It's an art form for him.
It's an art form. It's like every serial killer has something that like makes them tick. His was getting that one trap.
But you got the Squid Game. He took
children's
red
games.
Light, green light.
Yes.
That made it horrifying.
Yeah.
Red light, green light. Red light, green light.
Oh shit. But yeah. I'm definitely giving it the Saw. Now if those two came up with a game together.
Oh man.
Like the traps of Saw, but the money of Squid Game.
That was the other thing about Squid Game is he had them come in there willingly.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Because he let them go and was like, if you want to come back. And they came back.
Yeah.
Knowing
what was ahead. Well, not knowing, but knowing they could die, but not knowing how they would die. With Saul, you open your eyes and you just see how you're about to die.
He's opening your eyes like, damn.
There is a bear trap around my neck, and I feel like if I... I
thought about his Saul. Like, what if they triggered the trap before he played his tape? Like, you want to play a game? Wait. Are you okay? You okay?
Hey, wait. Wait a minute. Ah, shoot.
Had to go catch somebody else.
I had high hopes for this one.
I wonder how many times that actually happened. It happened a few times.
It was a playtest.
A little thing comes out on a bike and it's like, oh, crap.
I feel like he definitely has to playtest the traps. Like, there's
Come on, guys.
There's a focus group. Like, he sits down. All right, guys, what do we think about this one?
Do you think they're going to trigger this before I play the tape?
I feel like this one would hurt really bad, but it's too quick. That's excellent, Janet. Mark that down.
This was set up so if they run, that it's going to trigger the trap. And when that freaky dog comes out, they're definitely going to run off gate. Well, you might want
to. You're going places, Janet. Johnson, get a red tricycle. Thank you.
And give Janet some chloroform. You're going places.
She wakes up. You're going places.
She wakes
kid.
Up the next trap.
Oh no! I told you were going places. I didn't say up the ladder of this corporation. Jigsaw, businessman.
CEO. If he doesn't like an idea, he presses a trapdoor. Wait a minute. Is Jigsaw Mr. Burns from The Simpsons?
Yes. Oh my God, yeah.
Constantly dying, constantly evil.
Release the hounds.
Release the hounds.
Smithers.
Okay. Chris, that explains it. Remember we talked about how did he set all the traps? He has a Smithers behind the scenes.
He does have a Smithers. Didn't his daughter start making traps with him or something?
Yeah.
And like the later ones? Hell yeah. So yeah, he had a Smithers. I got to go back and watch him now. Like I got to go. I got to sit down and watch all of Saw now. Thanks.
Isn't it like eight of them?
Eight or nine. I mean, it's not more than the Fast and Furious, so.
It's definitely less torture.
Is it? Are you sure? I feel like there's a lot of torture going on.
I'm saying it's torture to watch that many movies about the exact same thing.
Oh, shit. Look, people sat down and watched Twilight. They can sit down and watch Fast and Furious and Saw.
Oh. Oh.
That was quick draw! All right. Who do you see you getting away from first? I mean, they're going to catch you. But who do you see, like, you'll last a lot longer if this person is chasing you? Michael Myers or Jason?
I see me lasting a lot longer against Jason.
Why?
Because this is my thing. Like, as I watched the movies growing up, Jason never really scared me. Because you always heard him coming.
Mm-hmm.
Until the most recent movie, he didn't really run.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going into the woods to trip over a branch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hit the main road and book it. You know what I mean? I'm not even going to check a car. I'm not going to the neighbor's house. I'm going to a highly populated area as soon as possible. And, like, I'm not going to run a straight line. I'm gonna hit a few corners. Choop, choop, choop,
try to juke him out.
You know, like, don't stand where he can throw something to catch you from a distance.
Right, right. Zigzag.
And don't do that. Oh, I'm too tired to run anymore. And you just sit down.
And you look up and he's right there. Like, you stopped running. You know the rules.
I got to kill you now. But I mean, like, what was it? Jason Takes Manhattan. You seen the rooftop scene?
Yes.
Where the guy, he was like a boxer, semi-pro boxer. He had Jason, well, I wouldn't say dead to rights. He wasn't going to kill him. We all know that. But he had him at the edge of the building. Jason was clearly dazed. His hits was counting. And he just got tired of, okay, take your best shot. For real. That's what you told Jason, for real.
Slice
like,
him right
at
up.
That point, if you don't have enough energy, put that foot in his chest and kick him off the edge of the
right.
building.
This like, is Sparta, his ass.
Exactly. Like, I feel like Jason, you can get real. Now, Michael Myers scared me because in most of the movies, he doesn't make a sound. He don't talk. His footsteps don't make a sound. I see him lift himself up on a pipe. It didn't just he goes up, comes down. Not a noise. That is terrifying to me. Like, I have no defense. You don't see him coming. He's already done his homework. He killed all your neighbors.
Right.
He took out the power for the whole block.
Right.
He knows when you're going to run when you come out. Like,
right.
Like, he sent Jason in first to watch you and see what you do.
Oh, damn. Doing some reconnaissance. And then Jigsaw's watching Michael Myers, like, gathering data.
Jigsaw set the trap path, all of that. You ruffle Michael Myers and run right into Jigsaw's trap.
Oh, God. Jigsaw's the mastermind of it all. The focus group.
No. And so Jigsaw, his trap tranquilizes you. You fall asleep. Freddy's there. Freddy's the mastermind. They're all there to feed Freddy. Because if you know one thing, Jason, Michael Myers, when they die, they always come back. But while they're dead, where do you think they go? To Freddy's world. He's the one. He pulls all the strings. But yeah. I think I would survive longer against Jason
and versus
Myers.
Yeah, same. I feel like one of the corniest things, it was like, I think it was in Scream, and they looked at the caller ID. It's like, the call's coming from inside the house. They stayed in the house. Like, get out of the house.
I don't want to call. I would have said, no. They had to say what I was thinking. The call is coming from the house. I might have locked the door behind me just to trick them up a little bit.
all right, kids, I'm going to go get some milk. Bye.
He leave the kids?
Diabolical.
Just diabolical.
Kevin Hart did.
So, Roscoe.
Yeah.
I think our two-sentence story was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
Coming in. You want to start another one off to end it off? I'll let you start.
I'll start?
Yeah.
All right, all right.
Halloween themed.
You're sitting on the couch watching your favorite show. Suddenly the power goes out.
So you stand up to see if everything is out or just the TV. You go and check the breaker box.
The breaker box has been slashed open.
Oh, shit.
And you see written in blood, "You're next," but "you're" is spelled incorrectly. It's like "you're." No. There's an apostrophe. Yeah. All right, all right.
So it was like Y-O-U-R?
Yes.
Not Y-O-U-R-E?
Yes.
Okay. And so you thought to think, "your what is next?" So you go into the kitchen and grab a butcher's knife to protect yourself.
As you grab the butcher's knife, you accidentally slash your own hand accidentally because you heard a noise coming from the closet. It's over. You're already dead.
So with blood leaking out of your hand, you go to check the closet, leaving a trail of blood behind you leading up to the closet.
You open the door, the closet door, slowly. Turns out it was just your dog. And he jumps at you and kills you. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Leave Your Powers at the Door. I'm your host, Roscoe, and my co-host, Chris.
And remember to pick your powers up on the way out the door.
Good night.
Sleep tight.
One, two, three.